welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Crabby Christian,
a Misfit Media Network production.
I am your host and resident Crabby Christian, Blake, and every week I get to have the coolest conversations with incredible people about all the things most Christians are still not sure we're allowed to talk about. So if you've been looking for a place to land with all your crap, and for someone to just be honest about what it looks like to walk through this Christian life, well, you've come to the right place. Pull up a seat, pop in your headphones and tune out your kids, and come hang out with me and a guest for the authentic conversations that you have been looking for. All right, welcome to the show, Will and Courtney. I love when we get to have a couple.
Hey, two for the price of one, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're excited. Hey, I do have a confession real quick though.
Yeah.
I was listening to like a couple of your episodes because I was like, I need to listen before we're on the show. And I pushed play and the theme music started. And I was like, dude, this theme music is incredible. But then it was an ad for Home Depot.
You would.
I was like, what an intro song. It's like, and then the Home Depot guy started talking. I was like, oh, okay.
I need to go back and find it. Maybe I need to like change. I've had the same intro music since 2019.
Can you use the Home Depot song?
Like, is it their song?
Yeah. You know, the little like the drum beat. And then,
oh,
like,
it's
little,
like their jingle.
Yeah, like the little cowbell start.
Yeah.
It's a
probably
vibe.
Not.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Well, and to be fair, it would probably really mostly appeal to the dudes. And I don't have like a huge dude listener base.
Yeah.
So.
That's,
but I love
that's a
that you loved
there.
It. That's awesome.
It made my day. Gosh. Yeah.
Well, good. You guys are the owners and creators of Crew & Co. Tell me about that. I'm excited about this as a mom.
Yeah. So we started our business a little over 8 years ago, and we started with kids' t-shirts. All that we had at the time. At the time, we only had one child. So his name is Crew. So that's where the name came from.
Yeah.
And then when he became, I guess, 2 years old or around the time he started talking, we wanted to start scripture memory with him. And you and I were talking about this being like particular maybe with graphics. And so I could not find anything that I liked. Like I hated everything that was available. So I just made our own. And then it kind of like bloomed from there.
Yeah.
As far as creating scripture cards and different products that we were needing ourselves for our own kids. So that's how it started and it's grown. We have 3 kids now. And so we have lots of different scripture card sets and just kind of like discipleship tools for families. We make leather Bibles now. And what else do we do?
Pretty much devotion cards. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Or do you have a graphic design like background, Courtney?
Self-taught.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. That's awesome. So I'll say it because you're trying to tiptoe around it. We were talking before we started recording about how horrible graphic design is within the church a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are even like remotely aesthetically minded, you're looking at the options online and I'm like, I'm not putting that in my house.
Exactly.
Like, isn't that cute? Like, I don't want a felt board in my house.
I don't need that font. I don't need anything like that.
Yeah.
So we just did it ourselves.
That's funny.
But obviously, you weren't alone in that. Like other people were looking for those tools if your business has grown the way that it has.
Yeah.
So then now, this is your first book, right? When the World Wakes Up?
It is.
Number one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So super exciting.
It's a children's book. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to get one for my girls. Tell me about it.
Well, so When the World Wakes Up was inspired by a morning Crew and Gray and I had gone out to the woods for a Thanksgiving deer hunt. And, you know, we got up early and it's dark and it's 4 hours before their normal wake up time. So they're just amped up, like so excited. And we, you know, we get to the deer stand, we're just sitting there and it's all dark and all of a sudden, like you're just kind of watching the morning unfold. And it was one of those, I've been in that moment tons of times, but being there with the boys, I think it kind of gave me like almost a spiritual awakening to the moment, like just the reality of God's nearness in all of creation. And like in the unfolding of each morning, God's there. And so we watched the squirrels hop around and the ducks fly over and, you know, the birds start to sing and the boy's eyes are just huge. And it's like, holy smokes, like the reality of God's nearness and presence is so real.
Yeah.
And we're so often oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote down just like two lines, like when the world wakes up, blah, 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 and came home and Courtney's like, we got to make a kid's book out of this.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's kind of like how it came to be.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the best things come out of those really small, seemingly meaningless moments. You know, you were in a deer stand with your kids. And especially if you've done that a million times, you know, mm-hmm. that there's something about getting to see things through your kids' eyes.
Man.
That it just changes everything.
Yep. Where you're just like, oh, wow. Like I haven't enjoyed something that's simple in a long time. But when you watch kids watch things, it's like, okay, they're really in tune with just the wonder that is all around us.
Which is biblical, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Jesus is telling us, like, become like a little child, like having that kind of, in terms of having faith, but that's going to be all encompassing, right? Like if you're having that childlike faith, it's going to impact how you say things and the lens that you view them through and like how you interact with the world.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, I think we really overcomplicate faith in terms of that aspect. But like faith is that of a child. Like it's simple belief, but we have such a tendency to muddy the waters, right? Like, well, faith means I have to do these things or I have to follow these rules or I have to see these results.
Mm-hmm.
But faith starts with just that simple step of believing that God is who he is.
Yeah.
And so I think When the World Wakes Up kind of falls along those lines of just sitting and seeing the goodness of God that's around you every single day.
Yeah. I know one of the themes that's really threaded throughout it is gratitude, which
mm-hmm.
can be, I don't know about y'all, but it can be difficult to cultivate in your children.
Oh my goodness.
Gratitude.
Especially like the older, every year that they get older, the gratitude level, I think, goes down.
Yeah.
Or at least the back talking goes up. I'm not.
Right. Know. Well, it's like the expectation goes up and the gratitude goes down. And it's like, it's our job as parents to be equipping them and empowering them. How have y'all kind of managed and navigated that in your family?
Oh, that's hard. Because our kids are 9, 7, and 5. Yeah. So especially with our oldest, I feel like we're learning as we go how to let him be him, but mm-hmm. also instill those important things in him, like gratitude and kindness and respect.
Yeah. I think, just that simplistic joy. But it is funny how like different personalities cater towards, I feel like my personality, like joy is kind of, it's pretty much like my
baseline
consistent bar. Yeah. And Gray, like our middle son, he's kind of there. Like, last night I was washing dishes and he bebopped over there and said, can I help?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, sure. And Gray's on the couch and he's there, you know, like that. He's watching basketball and he's in his spot and that's where he wants to be. But it's interesting when you get into parenting that you can't just be like, okay, all you kids be like this.
One size fits all.
Yes. Or even be like me. And like that's been an interesting lesson to learn is like to allow their personalities to take shape and form and give them independence, mm-hmm. but also to ingrain those principles of gratitude and joy.
Yeah.
Like in a way that they could understand and where it doesn't feel like a punishment.
Right. Well, and realizing that the manifestation of that is going to look different for all of them. Like gratitude is going to look different from your 8-year-old than it is from your 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do we do that?
I think one thing that we try to do is really just living like in simplicity.
Yes.
And being aware, like you see the theme throughout the book, but like we really try to incorporate that like in our normal everyday life. Like driving to school or the way that we pray and just thanking God for little things like thank you for the rain today. Thank you for the pretty sunset or like our house. When you walk out the front door and look down the street, you can see the sunset on a nice sunset day. So somebody would be like, hey, come look at the sunset. It's so pretty tonight.
Yeah.
And just kind of making much of those simple moments. Like you said, you know, the simplicity of things, you really kind of find a lot in those moments, but we tend to skip by them, like waiting on something bigger, or like, well, you know, it's just the afternoon at home. What's the importance of that?
Right.
But, you know, just going for a walk down the street and pointing out things that you can see or people that you can wave to or practical things you can do to just be kind.
Yeah.
As a norm, I think that really helps instill gratitude as like, this is how we live.
Yeah.
It's not something that we do like as a chore or only on special occasions, but like, this is just who we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the simplicity, when you said that, I was like, that is so clutch. That is such a huge part of instilling gratitude and joy and just like the fruits of the spirit, honestly, in your kids, because I think we live in such a like hurried and go, go, go and stuff and materialistic. And it's not that you're not going to be busy and it's not that you're never going to buy your kids anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, is that the like driving force behind our life and our family? Or is it like for us, my husband left his full-time corporate job. It would be a year ago next month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and like got to just be a dad for 8 months. Like he started his own company this year, but for 8 months, he was just dad. And our life was so stripped down and simple and perfect. Like it was so good just being together. And we were like, we had to budget accordingly. Like we went from a two income to a one income home and we traveled towards the end of the year, but like weren't taking a bunch of trips, weren't buying a bunch of stuff. Like we were eating at home a lot. So worth it.
Yeah.
And I feel like we got to see the fruit of that in our kids that like slowing down and dad being around more and like us being less hustle and bustle, like that impacted our kids because it impacted us because they were seeing it in us as well.
Million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, I need you to know that you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver some results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning. Nutrafol has three physician-formulated formulas using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients so you can get the most reliable results. And in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BLAKE to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer they offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BLAKE.
Definitely.
We had that almost exactly.
Very similar story.
When he left work at the end of 2019 and came to work for our business.
Yeah.
Which meant he was home like 100% times more.
Right.
Than what I had been. Which
and
like then, because the year prior to me coming home was so stressful.
Yeah.
And Courtney was like just about burnt out to where she was like, I'm tired. Yeah.
And that was real. Like that was what the decision came to. I was like, I can't, this is not sustainable.
Yeah.
Yep.
But COVID happened shortly after that, and we were at home.
And we were like, oh no, what did we do?
That too.
Yeah.
But it ended up being like looking back, such a sweet time of those months of being at home and just being outside together. Or, you know, of course, there were hard days. I'm not going to.
Well, yeah. Oh gosh. Absolutely.
But everybody needs
like,
a break.
The togetherness and the appreciation of just being able to go outside and get fresh air.
Yeah.
That made a huge difference in the life of our family being at home together and appreciating so many things during that time, but being grateful for nature especially,
yeah,
is something that during that time, and it's always been something that's been important to us,
yeah,
with the kids.
Just for sure.
COVID was our like taste of it. So my husband mm-hmm. was working. I mean, he was leaving before the girls woke up in the morning, and he was getting home like just in time for dinner yeah. and bedtime.
You get like 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 30 minutes to an hour tops. And he worked a lot of weekends. Mm-hmm. And so then mm. we went into COVID, and his job went to 3 on, 4 off because they were splitting the staff. It was just like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, like, this is too good.
Too good. How do we go back? How do you go back? And we did. Yeah. He still worked for another year, 18 months after that while uh-huh. we were kind of, but that moment was our like, oh, we could do this.
Yeah.
This is a goal worth working towards. Uh-huh. But this is also like the simplicity and the gratitude and cultivating all that. Like, it is very much attainable for families that's not an option for mm-hmm. right now.
Yes. Yeah, like you can be super busy and still have plenty of ways to instill gratitude as part of your normal day.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law the other day on Instagram on her stories, it was April 1st, and like the first slide said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And then the next slide said, April Fool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that and I laughed, but then I was like, man, like, it's so easy to look around at current events and just things that happen and think like, dude, no, it's like, it's not going to be okay. But the truth is, like, when we go back to scripture, when we go back to the truth of who God is, like, he is a redeeming God.
Yeah.
There is joy for today. And so really, yeah, when the world wakes up is a kid's book, but like, it's such a strong theme that we need as adults
yeah.
to carry for the sake of our kids, like in the midst of all the weight, all the hurt, all the pain, joy is still a reality that we can live in.
Yeah. Like, it's like shifting gears. Cause I do like political commentary.
Oh, really?
So I'll be like in the trenches of it during the day. And then I have to just put it down and be like, yes, the world is on fire.
Oof.
But like, I'm not going to carry that over to my kids. Like, I'm not yep. going to. And it's definitely this like juggling act, but mm. parents that go to a really hard job all day mm. where they're underappreciated and underpaid and stressed out. Like
yeah.
everybody is carrying something heavy. Mm-hmm. Does that heaviness define you and how you see the world? Or are you set apart, like scripture says, and you get to like watch the world wake up and find joy in those small moments?
Yeah. I've been wanting to tell this story, but like we haven't been on a podcast that seems like appropriate. But
I feel like it's the Crappy Christian podcast. This is a safe place.
At the beginning of Gladiator, the movie, which is like the greatest movie of all time.
Obviously.
Russell Crowe's like, you know, he's getting the army prepped to go out into the first big battle scene where they're in like the woods and stuff. And like right before they charge the lines, he looks over his shoulder. And just like the camera zooms in on this bird and then it like goes back to him and he's just like, he smiles at the bird and then the bird flies away and then he turns and it like goes back to battle.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like TikToks on the like the vibe that happened during that scene. It's super cool. But anywho, I really like that picture of like in the midst
yes.
of the war that we wage, in the midst of the chaos of battle, like God's realness is near enough that we can yeah. like we can turn and look to it.
Yeah. Well, and it's peace that it surpasses understanding. Yep. Like it does not make sense. If you are, I mean, not to make this like a political episode because it's not what we're gonna do, but like
we could.
We could if we want to do it. But like to be, if you are even remotely aware of what is happening in the world today,
yeah,
it's freaking nuts. Like, I mean,
Oh, yeah.
Just our country alone is crazy. And then you zoom out and you're like,
everybody else too.
Right. Like everything is crazy. And then I also know, like, I think people can get really in their own way and be like, it's worse than it's ever been. And I'm like, you think people felt that way during the Holocaust? Maybe
yeah.
a little bit, like you know, like
probably been worse. Yeah.
It's probably been worse, but the same hope that was available to them mm-hmm. is available to us. And it doesn't change. And it's not dependent on the circumstances. And I think it's such a bummer that like a lot of Christians are losing grasp of that.
Yeah.
I very much love to like romanticize my life.
Yeah.
I am like, I'm going to open the curtains and I'm going to listen to music and I'm going to like, because you're making a house a home, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have like these super negative voices online that'll be like, there's nothing in scripture about romanticizing your life. Like, it's like, pick up your cross and like die to self. And I'm like,
good die.
I mean, that's one, like, that's one way to choose to walk out the Christian life, I guess. But like, how is that even remotely attractive to the people around you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, come and know the God that I know. It's awful. Like, but that's why I love like a book like this, where it's like, romanticize it. Like, look at the mercies and the glory that is new every morning and available.
Yep. I mean, you, like, especially like thinking through, I don't know when this podcast will come out, but thinking through like Holy Week.
Yeah.
Which we're in right now. And just the way Jesus handled himself, even under immense pressure, like he ate with his friends. He taught in the temple and he did it with kindness, with joy.
Yeah.
Like he never had the attitude of woe is me or this is so bad. I'm just going to like hide out until it's time.
Yeah.
Like he met each day with the expectation that God was exactly who he said he was and he would do exactly what he said he would do. That like the law of redemption far outweighs the law of destruction. Like,
amen.
Yeah, it's hard, but don't overlook the reality that God has called us to share his joy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge part of just our business, really. And like, if you look at any of our products, they're not going to make you sad.
Exactly. Because there's enough of that. Like, yeah. There's right, enough like, of that.
Don't need that.
Scripture tells me that that is inevitable, that like hardship is inevitable, but that he walks through it with me.
Right.
That's hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep, you will have trouble, but he has overcome the world. Like there's enough that we can grab a hold of to say, like, I'm going to be joyful today.
Right.
So our hope with the book and with our products is just that it would be a little match that would start your fire of joy, you know, to lead you to a place where you have the freedom to dive headfirst into the political commentating or get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
Be involved, be real, but also like be founded in the truth that we have hope and we have so much joy in what Jesus has done for us.
Amen. That's so good. I want to talk a little bit about just writing the book because y'all wrote this book together.
Yeah.
How was that?
Will does a lot of the writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the poet.
Yeah.
The whatever.
The
You're the writer.
The wordsmith.
Yeah. That's what you are.
I want to change my Instagram.
When we were in high school, we would write poems. It's a what?
Wordsmith.
Sure, it's taken.
Probably.
When we were in high school, he would write me poems. So,
oh yeah,
it's funny that that has come into play now. But
yeah. Like I wrote down that first stanza and kind of had like, okay, this is where I want it. This is the rhyme that popped in my head when the world wakes up from a good night's sleep. So I think Courtney kind of helped like guide thematically, like this is where it needs to move towards.
Yeah.
Like we've got the kind of like the chorus, we've got the animals, but like where do we want to where do we want to land on? And so she helped guide that like that road. Sometimes I start writing stuff, it just goes crazy.
Same.
I got a song about a leprechaun I wrote, but
wait, not here.
It's pretty good. Courtney really helped like directionally.
Yeah.
Help us be centered on like let's move towards that aspect of daily gratitude, daily joy, that central theme.
I mean, I've gotten to see the book and the illustrations are gorgeous, and I know we have you to thank for that direction as well.
Man,
the pickiness.
When we finished the manuscript and our publisher was like, okay, time for illustrations. And Courtney like pushed me out of my chair and was like, okay, you're done. See you later.
Okay, bye. You're done.
You have no input here.
It's like, oh, I hope I don't get on their nerves because I'm going to be so picky about.
But it was so worth it. Like. Yeah,
it's so worth it.
It turned out so good. And Courtney did the hand lettering on the title page, and then there's six like hidden verses on the pages that she hand lettered those. So like it's got her fingerprints all over.
Yeah. Can't draw animals, but I can do letters.
Yeah. it's a very collaborative project.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun to work on. It's weird when books come out because like you forget a lot of the process because it takes so long. And so like when you finally get it in your hands, it's like, holy smokes, we
it was a lot of work.
Yeah, we got
it. Like, we did that. I made this. Yeah. It's crazy. That is crazy. That's awesome. Well, tell people where they can like keep up with y'all, shop your shop, all of that kind of stuff.
So our website is crewandco.com. We're on Instagram at Crew & Co.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook. We're on TikTok.
Yeah.
All the things.
Pretty much.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Well, thank y'all so much. This was so great.
Thank you. Been a blast. Let us know if you need us to come back for a political commentating episode. That sounds fun.
I would love that. That sounds awesome.
All right. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Crappy Christian Podcast. And hey, by the way, if you super loved it, can you go leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening? That'd be awesome. All right, see you next week.